Hi, how's it going?
Good.
Good. It's nice to be back in the studio.
But the weather is so shit.
Yeah, it's just packed in. It's like a rainforest outside. Like I literally feel like I drove my car into an Amazon and opened the door and all this water, just a torrent of Auckland street water just came into my car.
Oh my god, I'm looking at it now and it's not raining. It is like the sky is crying. Like you know, like when you have you cry and then there's an ugly cry. The sky is doing an ugly cry.
Yeah, it's an ugly cry.
It's an ugly cry.
It's pretty gross. It's all over my pants.
But that's okay. We're here to talk about the video store.
We are.
The beautiful web series.
Yeah.
What made you want to start? I'll write the video store.
We started in 2015. I wanted to start it because of the Ponsonby video store, Video Easy. That had an array of, you know, just stories and every DVD you can ever think of on the shelves, and this I really wanted to capture and preserve the culture that existed within video stores. So yeah, that's kind of where we started, and it kind of grew from there. Lots of people that I knew were doing video store stuff. Kieran Madden, who used to work here, it was up at B. He used to work at
hang out here.
St. Helier's one? Oh no, I can't remember. The one out west. He used to work at that Video Easy. I'm not sure if he got fired or not. But yeah, stories from there. you know, just hear everyone's kind of stories from I made friends with people at Video Easy Ponsonby. Those stories, and we just collaborated them, and I was like, this is incredible. I really want to make a web series about video stores before they get destroyed.
And you co-wrote the web series with Thomas Sainsbury, who's from Pork Pie.
That's right. Yeah, we were just
so
talking
cool.
about this.
Tell us about the writing process. And so you got those ideas, you met up with these people, then how did you come in contact with Thomas? Have you guys been friends for a long time?
Interestingly enough, it was from BFM. And it was from 2012, if I'm not mistaken. I did an interview with him at Q and fell in love with him. I was just like, him and Yvette Parsons, who's Stacey, the main person in the video store. They're literally like what I love about comedy. It's dark humor. It's terrible, and you know, just something a terrible tragedy, tragic story, blended into a comedy, and that's kind of where we met. And we made the video store together because I wanted that kind of, you know, dying video store thing in there as well, where you know, Yvette Parsons, who's Stacey, has this West Hollywood character. Sorry, West Auckland, failed Hollywood character. That's kind of where it all stemmed from. Yeah,
it's so interesting to see both your work and kind of Thomas's. Is it kind of, do you guys have very kind of like similar ideas? We're like, no, this is we should put this in it. When you look back at the web series, does it reflect both you and Thomas's ideas, or is it just similar?
Yeah,
ideas?
No, definitely. I really love to work with people. You know, with. If you've got an idea and you want to chuck it into the web series, I want to make sure that idea is kind of, you know, incorporated in a way that it works for everyone. So I think in that sense, Thomas and I, you know, we did two or three script writing things, and it honestly, everything came together miraculously. Like we did that, and then we wrote the script all together, and then he script wrote it for the, you know, created all the lines and everything, and it was the first version, and we just went with it. Like that was how fluid the whole process was, it worked out so well for
That's
this project.
Good.
Yeah,
speaking of like the script and the language, some of the dialogue seems relatively improvised. The conversations flow, but they flow so easily. And like looking back at it, was that the case, or is it all kind of was it actually scripted?
A lot of the people that were on screen had never learnt lines in their life, and we did a script reading a couple of weeks.
I couldn't
before
even learn a memory verse in my Christian primary school.
I honestly had never learnt so many lines by myself in my life, and I kind of was freaking out a bit, and because I was organising everything and production managing, and then learning lines on the side in the toilet would just be hanging up, you know. But some of these dudes were kind of useless and would just pitch, and like some people would just talent, like. Imogen, the sassy queen of the whole thing, just arrived, and I was like, here are the lines. She'd never done any kind of... She just cold read it straight off the bat, and I think that's what kind of makes the characters that much more special, and I think I'm going to do it again, where we kind of lax out on... on the line reading and just have it a little bit more improvised. The thing with Tom as a director is right. that he is completely calm and will work with whatever is on the table, completely flexible. So if you throw in, there's a part where, you know, Josh, one of the stoner boys, he that works there, he just kind of, it's like, want to pay me in McDonald's vouchers to Kieran? And he's like, yeah, sure, whatever. And that whole piece there is like, is put in, you know, lots of weird yeah. stuff. Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah, that's great.
So you said that Thomas is very flexible, but what was the shoot like as well? Not only working with him, but working with amongst the cast. And also, were there any major setbacks at all during
the series?
Very
good question. I think the biggest setback was, you know what, it was just really, really lucky. We really didn't have many setbacks. Mm. I think the only thing that kind of came up was that the video store that we were filming in was real and it was active. The guy that was owning it, he was such a delight to work with. Aww. It was the Panmure Ellerslie one.
Yes.
With massive neon signs outside, and we were disrupting his business, and people were coming in and actually getting DVDs out, and there is no porn section in this video store. It is all just, you know, videos that people want to come in and get. And I was shocked. So I ended up giving
shocked
him some
by...
more. So, shocked at the fact that it was really busy.
Uh-huh.
Like, he was making some cash. And I was like, look, we need to come to an agreement halfway through this. And I'll give you some money out of my own pocket. I mean, the whole yeah. thing was self-funded. And I was just like, look,
who
I don't...
Who buys DVDs these days? I don't know who.
I don't,
but
even,
dude, got
I don't
it
even... Who's got DVD players? Like...
who has Blu-ray?
Who's got Blu-ray? So yeah, that was really interesting. I think the team that I worked with, everyone was just really flexible and worked really well. My director of photography,
oh, yeah.
they were just fantastic. Halcyon Pictures, Halcyon Digital, sorry. And from there to post, I mean, the project kind of, I think the biggest setback was post, making people realize that making myself realize that it was actually worth going through.
Right.
The project just sat there for stagnant for about 2 or 3 months after I'd done a 60% edit on it. And I needed, Greenstone Pictures then came in and were like, look, we're going to help you and we're going to put some money in this and finish it for you. And Richard Driver just helped me push it through, you know, get me the contacts at Director, Department of Post and Native Audio, who did hugely, like, they just cleaned up this entire thing to make it look and feel like a state-of-the-art web series.
So wonderful.
Yeah, and I couldn't be more thankful. And we're now on TVNZ On Demand because of that. And we're the only web series as well that's in 4K, which is kind of overkill. We filmed the whole thing in 6K, but the whole thing is in 4K. It will be on 4K when it goes onto YouTube at some
Explain
point.
Explain, so. What is 4K and what is 6K?
Basically, 4K is double HD, so whatever you look at, you know, online. It's a bit of overkill, but it's future-proofing it because I didn't really think... I was a bit scared about the quality of this, you know.
Yeah, it looks great though. Like,
yeah,
watching
I'm
just
happy.
Like, wow, this is amazing. And I think a question I've always wanted to ask, or like since I watched the first episode, in regards to your cast web series, they're like, because web series are generally known as like pretty low key. How did you get to have such a high profile cast involved?
Again, Thomas Sainsbury really helped with. And I think I met a lot of the people through Daniel Rutledge from TV, from MediaWorks. You know, I met David Farrier through him and Keisha Castle-Hughes, Fleur Seville, who in fact was I'm a massive idol of for Being Eve,
right.
This massive TV show in the 90s where she was kind of Lizzie McGuire. And I really wanted to work with these people because they were fun people and I've met them, you know, before and... I really just wanted to be on set with them, and it really brought everything to life. Like, they'd come on, you know, Natalie Medlock, they would just come on, and you know, Chris would do a dance, Lara would like choreograph this piece on you know, and we'd be like, oh my god, she can actually sing, why don't you sing there's this piece, like this musical bit, and we're like, why don't you just sing into the microphone and we'll record it and actually use it in the actual, you know, bit where this musical bit, you know, these boys are flying through all the genres and their drug mind, and we were just getting all these ideas and putting them in as we were going. So working with people like that really helped because they had such a huge creative mind.
Yeah.
And I think accepting those was really enlightening for me, like getting everyone's ideas and just being like, cool, I can actually work with this, because collaborativism make this project work. You know, we filmed this over 8 days strong. Like, it was just 8 full days, and then that was it. So we had what we had. And yeah, I couldn't have asked for anything better. I'm really, really stoked with the outcome. Yeah,
it sounds so good because the result has been very rewarding.
Yeah,
and I see that your response. What was the response like after you sent that out? Not only did you, because I'm friends with you on Facebook, and you were just like, "This is going to come out. TVNZ on demand." And I was like, "What?" And then TVNZ on demand released, and I was like, "What?" And then all the people liked, all the people commented on it. So, what was the response like for you after you released it out? Not only to your friends and family, or maybe
I've been waiting. I just want someone. I love feedback, and I'm really, really. That's what I'm gathering the most out of this is just I need to hear back from people what they think, and I'd love to hear back from it, anyone that wants to go see it. It's on TVNZ on demand. It's the video store, and we've got a Facebook page as well, so please do flick me a text or a message with that. We've got nominated for 5 awards at this year's LA Web Fest, which is at the end of this month, that I've chosen to completely blow my budget on and go to, because they've asked us to. So yeah, it's going to be showing at the Sony Picture Studios lot in Culver City,
my goodness,
which is fucking insane.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So I'm really looking forward to that. I think Fleur's going to join us, and Yvette might actually make it down there too. So we're playing, it's touring at the moment through Webfests, and the response has been phenomenal. Like, people really want it. But funnily enough, New Zealand, it's one of those things where I've been trying to push it through media, and it's kind of like, it's not really, I mean, because it was privately funded, you know, I funded the whole thing. It's been a really hard struggle to make people realize that maybe, just give it a chance. Yeah. It's been a bit difficult to try and push out. Even with the stars, it's been surprising. Yeah.
Wow.
Very, very surprising. But in saying that, I've been really, really happy with the response that I've had.
Absolutely.
And the love. And even, I really want to know what people hate about it, to be honest, because then I can make a better web series the next time.
I love it. I am absolutely in love with it. And congratulations.
Thank you.
Have
thank
fun
you
in
much.
LA. And if
thanks.
You want to check that out, that is on TVNZ on demand.
Yeah. And it will be on YouTube pretty soon for international viewers as well.
Awesome.
So, yeah. Thank you very much for watching it, I guess.
Thanks for coming on the show and talking about it.
That's cool. Cool.
It's been good times.
It's nice to be back.
Come back to BFM.
I know.
cough.
There's a massive BFM alumni in this. This is. Oh, let me just say, as the last thing, that it wouldn't have happened if it wasn't for BFM. And I want to, you know, from the start, from like everyone, like, you know, everyone that's been involved with that project, that's been involved at BFM, really helped me, you know, fuel it. It wouldn't have happened. Absolutely. So thanks, B. Thanks Hugh.
Thanks, Bosom. Thanks, Hugh,
everyone.
Sunday.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kermit, for blessing us with such a good web series. And lastly, give some advice to people out there who are actually creating web series.
Sure. I think... I was kind of watching an interview about myself last night. It's like the most... It's
like, not self-indulgent at all.
Shit. Like, it was terrible. I was like, I can't... So I basically just said, you know, just if you've got an idea, the biggest hurdle is to actually do it and put it on paper. I would, if you've got an idea that you want to make a web series of, I would fly it past a couple of people that have already created a show. I mean, theater for me was a big draw for this, and those people really helped me figure out exactly how to, you know, make things work. So if you don't know how to do that, get someone to help you. All you need is an idea and a schedule. Just make a schedule. Be like, this day is what's going to happen, you know?
Yeah.
I think logistically speaking, that was the biggest, hardest thing to get over. It took me about 1.5 years to get my shit together and save some money. Like, just put a thing aside and just be like, you know, $100, whatever you have aside every now and then. And it's an investment into yourself because no one's going to hand it out to you, unfortunately. You've got to show, I think you've got to really show yourself before other people will really see the value. Well, I'm hoping so. I don't know.
Those are some wise words from Kermit.
Yeah, I'm just hoping someone out there will give me some money for the next one. Hey guys,
get it out there. Go into TVNZ demand.
We'll
watch that. It's amazing.
Yep.
Thank you so much again for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Have a good day in this rain.
Thank you. Yeah, you too.